This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday hailed a federal government emergency authorization for use of convalescent blood plasma that he had declared would save countless lives of coronavirus patients. Trump and his health secretary, Alex Azar, held a briefing at which they noted a 35% decrease in mortality among patients younger than 80 who were not on a respirator. Azar, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, called the results a major advance in the treatment of patients. Convalescent blood plasma comes from patients who've recovered from the coronavirus. It is rich in antibodies, and it has been used to treat tens of thousands of COVID-19 patients in the United States. Just before the president's comments, the Food and Drug Administration announced it has authorized, but technically not fully approved, the use of blood plasma containing antibodies from patients who've recovered from COVID-19. The coronavirus pandemic has killed nearly 177,000 people in the United States and infected about 5.7 million, more than in any other country. Former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko has tested positive for the novel coronavirus. She's in serious condition with a fever, according to her party spokeswoman. Tymoshenko is the first high-profile Ukrainian politician known to have contracted COVID-19. She served two terms as prime minister before her defeat in the 2010 presidential election. Tymoshenko's condition is described as serious. Ukraine has experienced a sharp rise in infections this week, with a new 24-hour total of more than 2,300 cases reported on Saturday. Overall, Ukraine has recorded more than 100,000 infections and more than 2,200